20 cities, including San Antonio, regulate ride-hailing companies like Uber and Lyft. No two have the same rules, but that would change under bills circulating in the Texas House and Senate.
Well, the cities really don't have any authority here.
Senator Robert Nichols is the author of a bill that creates a statewide regulation for ride-hailing companies. He says allowing every city to have its own ordinance is a burden on the companies.
I had the mayor of Fort Worth in my office a couple weeks ago, and she said there was 40-plus cities adjacent to Fort Worth.
One in four Uber trips ends in a city other than where it begins, says Uber's Trevor Tennyson.
A driver who is authorized to pick up in the city of Fort Worth, they can drop off in downtown Dallas, but then they can't pick up unless they meet the requirements of the city of Dallas as well.
Uber's pushing hard for one uniform statewide law, something it has in 37 other states. Uber and Lyft have suspended operation in five Texas cities at one time or another as a result of regulations the companies disliked. That includes San Antonio. The city of San Antonio struck a deal more than a year ago to bring the companies back. It agreed to make the fingerprinting of drivers voluntary, though it's mandatory for taxi company drivers.
Uber and Lyft made a promise, halting operations in Austin this morning after Prop 1 failed on Saturday.
Fingerprinting was such a big deal in Austin that when the city made it mandatory, Uber spent more than $8 million on a referendum campaign to overturn the decision. It was called Proposition 1. The companies lost handily, and they left Austin.
The public decided that that's what they wanted. They voted on it. It wasn't a close vote.
Austin City Council member Ann Kitchen says several ride-hailing companies are willing to abide by the new law, and now the city has 8,000 fingerprinted drivers. She says they've proven you don't have to pick between public safety and having app-based transportation companies.
You know, what's really happening here is taking one service provider and treating them differently than other service providers.
The distinction between taxi companies and ride-hailing businesses is at the center of the debate for many. For Kitchen, taxis also operate across multiple municipalities, and cities heavily regulate cabs, requiring them to get fingerprinted.
Do I think cities should regulate taxis? Yes, I do.
Senator Nichols says ride-hailing companies are different. They don't deal in cash, and rides are prearranged by the app that keeps a lot of information about their drivers and their passengers.
And then they can give you a picture of the person that's going to pick you up, identification of the car, the license plate number, and it's recorded where you picked up, where you're taking, all that kind of stuff. I felt like it was not needed.
Nichols asks, why, if we're worried about Uber drivers, are we not more worried about pizza delivery drivers?
Somebody you have no idea comes to your home, you open your door to your home, and you hand them cash.
But Texas Municipal League head Bennett Sandlin's quick to point out there's a lot of jobs that require fingerprinting in Texas.
The list of things that the state requires fingerprinting for is long and some people might say bizarre. Speech, language, and pathologists, for example, have to be fingerprinted. Audiologists have to be fingerprinted.
The Municipal League generally pushes back against bills that compromise local control, but Sandlin says most mayors would support Senator Nichols' bill if the state made the fingerprinting of drivers mandatory. Uber and Lyft say their third-party background checks are easier and quicker for drivers, and they're just as good as a fingerprinting check. San Antonio police agreed with Uber when the city negotiated a deal last year.
About 90% of the proposed state law aligns with our local agreement with the companies.
Jeff Coyle is the head of government and public affairs for the city of San Antonio. He says the city wants Uber and Lyft to continue promoting voluntary fingerprinting, which neither bill would require. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.